Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Azrieli Group conference call. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. This conference call will be accompanied by a slide presentation. It can be found on the Azrieli's site, www.azrieligroup.com, on the Investor Relations page under Presentations, and the financial reports can be found on the website as well. I would like to remind everyone that forward-looking statements for the respective company's business, financial condition, and results of its operations are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those contemplated. With us on the line today are Mr. Eyal Henkin, CEO, and Moran Goder, Head of Capital Markets. Mr. Henkin, would you like to begin, please?
Yes, thank you. With us, Irit Filosof, which is Deputy CEO and CFO as well. And good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for joining the Azrieli Group earnings call summarizing the quarter. This was a very good quarter in the opening parameter, on the operating parameters, whether it's NOI, FFO, occupancy, traffic, tenants turnover, and so forth, with a good business environment. Some major highlights of the quarter. One, annual NOI rate based on the last quarter times four, plus transactions we closed, whether it's Mola Yam, Labs, and others, is close to 2 billion shekels annually. I emphasize that this does not yet include the NOI from significant contracts signed in the data center segment, which will be expressed in the coming year or two. Regarding the acquisition of Mola Yam, which is one of the strongest malls in Israel, if not the strongest, this was closed on July 1st, or in other words, in the third quarter, and the ownership of the property has been transferred to us. I truly believe in its fit and contribution to the Azrieli portfolio. In terms of the mix of contributions of the different segments of the group, it is well balanced and reflects investments in the development of the new growth engines, whether it started a couple of years with additional offices, then senior housing, and of course today the data centers. FFO, annual rate higher than 1.3 billion shekels. If you look at it closely, it bears the future horizon on the short term, but bringing very high income, which will be in place in the mid and long term. Irit will go over the financial parameters in the coming minutes. Interest rates, the interest increased to 1.25% after several years at 0.1%. Obviously, this increase in interest increases the input for all companies, but I think that in situations like this, we can appreciate and understand that our lower leverage will enable us to be less affected by this process because of these following parameters. One, both rentals and debt are all indexed to inflation rate. Another thing, the leverage is very low. It's 31% today net LTV. The average duration of the debt is long. As you can see in slide 49, in recent years, we extended the average duration to 6.3 years from 2.3 years, as well as lowered the average interest to 1.7% from almost 5% a decade ago. So in view of all of this, we are ready for the current inflation trend and interest rate hikes. The fifth subject matter I want to indicate is the acquisition of Labs in Azrieli Sarona. These were actually the six highest floors of the stories of this building. They were leased up until 2042, and we bought them back. We bought the contract back, which in terms of annual NOI, the additional contribution of these floors is almost 17 million shekels a year. We signed additional data center contracts, both in North America and with Green Mountain in Europe. Some words about the macro Israeli economy. The Israeli economy is functioning well and is still solid. Though recent inflation indicators were up to 5.2% annual rate, relative to other economies in the OECD, the major parameters are strong. In this quarter, Israel's GDP increased by 6.8% compared with the previous quarter of Q1 2022, strongly by the private consumption and export components, but also investments in infrastructure. The private consumption expenditure increased by 10.4% in the quarter compared with Q1, and the private consumption per person increased by approximately 8%, fashion and footwear up almost 5%, 4.9%. The business sector, related also to the office segment, grew by 8.5% compared to Q1 2022 and up 8.8% compared with the equivalent quarter in 2021. The updated growth forecasts for the Israeli economy are growth of 5% for 2022 and 3.5% growth in 2023. In this call, we will review all of our operating segments, but I'll start with the data center segment. In the past 3 years, data centers have been considered one of the fastest growing industries in the world. Just to express this, the expectations up until 2027, specifically for cloud and hyperscalers, is 34% growth each year. Development and supply to the market, just to exemplify, in the major markets we operate in Northern America, which are Northern Virginia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Phoenix, the supply was last year was more than 320 megawatts. On the demand side in this market, it was almost 550 megawatts, just to exemplify the difference between supply and demand. Also, last year there were a number of M&A transactions, such as the acquisition of CyrusOne and CoreSite, and earlier that year, QTS, which were $10 to $15 billion companies, all priced with multipliers of between 25 to 30 on the EBITDA, reinforcing our view and our requirement of both Compass and specifically Green Mountain, which are smaller companies with very high rates of growth, and reflecting very good prices that we bought these platforms. The data centers segment is a significant growth engine for the group and currently comprises some 14% of the group's operations. As we mentioned, our strategy is to acquire platforms in secondary markets with potential for aggressive expansion, and to enter the main markets from there. With the U.S. activity or the Northern American activity, we started mainly from Canada and then expanded to Nova, DFW, and Phoenix, incorporating some of the largest hyperscale customers in the world. As of today, the EBITDA of Compass is almost $190 million contracted EBITDA. We continued with the acquisition of Green Mountain last year. Green Mountain is a fully green energy platform, all green energy. It is a hyperscaler platform fully fitted for these customers and operating with these customers. In the current circumstances in the EU continent, some of which are quite bad and not convenient, where secured electricity in volumes, redundancy, green energy, low prices, and cold weather are abundant, the Green Mountain value proposition is superb, with hyperscalers requiring 3 to 10 times larger capacity compared with the previous years. On top of that, with the outstanding management and very high quality of engineering and development capabilities of Green Mountain, this acquisition provides a very strong horizon for future growth in the space. This quarter, we signed a contract to acquire a DC platform at the London market to serve as a long arm for Green Mountain in this market. What we're aiming to do is having a very low latency product close to the customer with a back office of storage and high performance computing back in the Scandinavian area, specifically in Norway, thus having both low latency platform and very green and redundant and high capacity platform at the back office. As we indicated in the past, we will develop and expand our platforms, consolidate them under one umbrella. If we design and, if applicable, merge them with our operations in the various continents and continue expanding from there. As we speak, we explore additional M&A opportunities, which will make this area even more significant to the Azrieli Group in the future. Some words about the hyperscalers, the customers. If you look at the three major players, which are Amazon through AWS, Microsoft through Azure, and Google Cloud Services, what you can see is that Amazon, with around 50% market share, is having 16.3% of its revenues from cloud, while all of its EBIT line is from cloud services, all of it. Amazon additionally grew 35%, 39%, 40%, and 36%, and in last quarter 33%. Quarter over quarter in the recent year. Regarding Azure today is 37.8% of the revenues of Microsoft, with more than 40% of the operating profits of this great company. Azure was growing in the recent quarters 48 to 50% quarter on quarter, and is becoming maybe the major growth engine of Microsoft. With these great companies and these great expansion of cloud, we think this is a very relevant and good growth engine for a group like Azrieli. And we will continue to invest in this market. Regarding other segments, offices, the market is good and demand is strong, despite the changes taking place in the high-tech industry and their impact on the employment market in such field, and the repricing of stock and risk in the field. Contract renewals continue to be on a positive trend, with new contracts signed in the last quarter reflecting 15 to 20% increase in the rate per square meter. Some customer updates and some things from the field, just to exemplify, in the Azrieli Center, which is full today, there are 16 tenants which are asking to expand and rent more space, and it is very difficult for us to find space for most of these customers because all of the space in the center has been occupied. Regarding new developments, SolarEdge, which is today on a market cap of around $17 billion, at the beginning of the year, we laid the cornerstone for the construction of the project, which is going to be launched on March 2025, and the leasing is going to be for 25 years with this great customer. Regarding the mall segment, NOI was up $17 million year on year, quarter on quarter, all same property. And just to reflect, occupancy a year ago was around 98%. Today it's 99.1% occupancy, and still the NOI is up almost 11%. On top of this, the acquisition of Mall Hayam will contribute more than 90 million shekels to the NOI from the mall starting from Q3 2022. Store revenues increased by 10.4% year over year, April through June. If we look only at May to June, where we leave the Passover holidays aside, only May and June 2022 compared with May-June 2021, there was an increase of 5.5%, which we present to adjust for the effect of the timing of the Passover holiday. Some interesting developments. We opened the DNA food truck venue that in a few months ago at the ground floor of Azrieli. It's a great change of atmosphere and a very good refreshment of this great area, and it was a very positive, and we got a very positive response from the tenants. We will open the Anchor Nike store in Sorona Mall on September 21st. It is a Nike elevated rise store, a huge and one-of-a-kind three-story store, of which six are planned to be built in the world, and only one, this one, in Israel. In Jerusalem and Modi'in stores, we opened the huge Zara flagship stores. They contribute a lot for the visitors' traffic and for the turnover, and I believe they are also impacting the store revenues of many other stores at those malls. Regarding senior housing, we're on track and on a very strong demand. Dozens of contracts have been signed in each of the homes, mainly in Lehavim and Modi'in. And actually, we're out of inventory as we finish this quarter. Back in 2021, we raised our prices by 13% in the aggregate. In Lehavim, we have completed stage A, with 215 out of 241 apartments, which is 90% occupancy. And we're opening on September stage B with additional 109 apartments, of which already 45 contracts are already signed. Modi'in is already fully occupied. Regarding the development, we are currently finishing building and beginning to occupy the following two projects. As I said before, Stage B of Palace Lehavim, we finished on time, on budget, 109 apartments, of which, as I said, 31% have been marketed already and having already contracts. In Azrieli Town, we finished on time and below budget the first multifamily in Israel, 210 residential rental apartments, where we easily begin to lease and are being occupied. We finished it and launched it on August 1st, and the response is very good. Next year, 2023, we expect to complete Lot 21, which is a mixed use of both hotel offices, commercial and residential in Modi'in, next to the mall, and we will complete the checkpost project in Haifa. Other projects such as Lot 10, SolarEdge Campus, Hakafot Senior Housing, Jerusalem Mall Expansion, Spiral, and other projects are on track and on budget. From here, I'm going to hand over to Irit, who will review the financial parameters in this quarter.
Good afternoon to you all. The second quarter reflects excellent results, as expressed in all of the operating parameters for the quarter, and they can be viewed as an indication of stability further to the company's growth. The NOI in the second quarter was 473 million shekels, compared with 407 million shekels year over year. The increase of 66 million shekels constitutes a 16% increase in the NOI. The retail segment's contribution to the increase was 17 million shekels. The entire increase derives from organic growth of same properties. 23 million shekels derived from an increase in the office segment, which was also due to the organic growth in higher rent at same properties. 4 million shekels derived from an increase in the senior housing segment, mainly due to increased occupancy in the Lehavim Stage A and Modi'in homes and their reaching full occupancy. 24 million shekels derived from an increase in the data center segment, mainly in view of the acquisition of the Norwegian company Green Mountain. The same property NOI in the quarter presents a similar trend to the NOI, and the gap between them, between the same property NOI and the NOI, is actually mainly stems from discounting the operating results of Green Mountain, which was acquired in August 2021. The company's FFO totaled 331 million shekels in the quarter, compared with 371 million shekels year over year. The decrease mainly derived from volatility in the volume of deposits received from residents after we completed the occupancy of the income-producing senior homes. Therefore, in fact, we will see another boost from the flow of deposits after the opening of Lehavim Stage B in the coming months. The FFO net of contribution of senior housing presents similar results year over year. As the company builds its future growth engine and invests in data centers, the yield will be expressed in the NOI in the coming months, while the growth in financing expenses and G&A are already expressed at this time. At the end of the quarter, the total value of the group's real estate property was around 35 billion shekels. In the report period, we invested 868 million shekels in the acquisition and further development of income-producing properties and properties under development, including closing the purchase of land in Herzliya for the construction of SolarEdge Campus, which is expected to be delivered to the tenant in 2025. In the report period, the company recorded appreciation in respect of fair value adjustments of investment property of around 853 million shekels. Around 70% of the revaluation derived from an increase in the CPI, and the rest of the increase was mainly thanks to an increase in rent prices. In addition to the revaluation that appear in the statement in the fair value adjustment section, revaluation were also conducted for the real estate properties owned by Compass, which is a U.S. company held by us, engaged in data center industry. With our share of the revaluation totaling approximately 376 million shekels, and which is included in a different part of the P&L, which is called share in results of companies accounted for on the equity method. The company's net debt is 13.6 billion shekels, which is 31% of the total assets. After the acquisition of Mall Hayam in Eilat, which closed last month, the leverage was increased to 34%. The company has around 31 billion shekels in unencumbered assets, which are 75% of the company's total assets. In addition to the cash balance and deposits, which totaled to 2 billion shekels at the end of the quarter. After the end of the quarter, the company performed an approximately 3 billion shekels expansion of three of its bond series, with an average duration of 8.1 years and an average interest rate of 2%. The net income for the quarter totaled to 803 million shekels, compared with 383 million year-over-year. The increase mainly derived from the increase in NOI and increase in profits from fair value adjustment, net of an increase in financing expenses, which mainly derived from the rise in the CPI. Now, we will move on to the Q&A portion.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press the star one. The first question is from Christopher Tong of UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, Chris from UBS. Thank you for the presentation. Maybe just one question on offices. I was just wondering what the office utilization is for your portfolio, meaning how much have employees actually returned to the office on average, and if that has been stabilizing or is it still evolving?
Could you repeat, please, the question again?
Yeah. So it was on offices, and I was just wondering what the office utilization is in your portfolio. So have employees been returning to office, and has, you know, has this rate been stabilizing and, or if it's, like, still evolving?
First of all, in whatever is segments which are not pure high tech, I would say that people are between 4 to 5 days a week come to the office in Israel today. Talking about high tech, mostly in local firms, people work at least 3 days from the office, and in global firms, they work between 2 to 4 days from the office. If you ask me about the demand, we at this stage at least, we don't see any reflection of this in terms of demand and in terms of hiring employees, even though some of the unicorns released employees. On the overall picture, these high-tech companies are keen for programmers, for a good human capital, and they're still recruiting.
Perfect. That makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Henkin to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available later today on the company's website at www.azrieligroup in the Investor Relations section. Mr. Henkin, would you like to make your concluding statement?
I think that this quarter reflects the very strong core businesses of the Azrieli Group. We are making very strong progress in all of the operating parameters, both in offices, through malls, continuing with senior housing, which we have full occupancy rates, very high growth of NOI, good traffic, and very strong store revenues in the malls. We accelerated development momentum with over 1 million square meters under construction within the coming 5 to 6 years. We strongly believe and are pushing the data center segment, developing the existing companies and entering into new markets like London. We think it's the right time in a market of developing with high margins, massive growth, and the strongest customers in the world, with very long and sticky contracts, in a world driven by data, supported by technology that only accelerates the need to increase processing and storage space, all leading to data centers and actually to real estate. We will continue to grow after the Green Mountain acquisition with large-scale developments and possibly additional acquisitions. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Azrieli Group conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.